I don't see anything.
All right, well, looks like we're ready.
I'm going to call the Monday, August 13th, 2012, Taney County Planning Commission public hearing to order. If you'd like to establish a quorum, please. Bobby?
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
Rick Therese.
Here.
Sean Pingleton.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
And Ronnie Melton.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay. Before you explain the meeting procedures, I know you're going to mention it, but I want to mention it so everybody knows. We do have sign-up sheets up front if you want to speak tonight, because this is our public hearing night, and we'd love to hear from anybody that wants to speak. You do need to sign that sheet up there. So I know we had a few folks come in late, and he's going to explain that again, but he explains lots of stuff, so I want to make sure everybody knew that was up there. Okay.
Okay. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 application, which is filed with the Taney County Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, as Exhibit C, for all the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by a video presentation of each site, followed by any questions for staff. As Mr. Pingleton said, if you wish to comment at a public hearing, a sign-in sheet has been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The Planning Commission may allow further comment. The public hearing shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment. The regular meeting will be held 1 week from tonight's meeting, and at that time the projects will be reviewed and voted upon by the Planning Commission. The regular meeting is a public meeting. However, no additional public comments will be taken at that time unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, very good. We do have, and everybody signed up, wants to sign up tonight? We've got a representative here for, you know, I've got you.
All right.
We've changed things a little bit. I'll explain here in a minute.
All right, thanks.
Okay. We do have a representative here tonight for Hillhaven.
Yes.
You already told me that was earlier, so go ahead with that one if you would, please.
Okay. The case number is 2012-10. The project name is Hillhaven Nightly Rental. The applicant is Greg and Stephanie Smith. The subject property is located at 1662 Hillhaven Road, Hollister, Missouri, in the Oliver Township, Section 35, Township 22, Range 22. The applicants, Greg and Stephanie Smith, are requesting the approval of a special use permit to utilize an existing single-family residence for nightly rental. The background on this, the Division 1 permit 2007-382 was issued for the construction of Mr. and Mrs. Smith's home, which was completed in 2008. Per the information contained within the septic permit, the wastewater system was sized for a four-bedroom home. However, according to the information contained on the Vacation Rental by Owner website, this structure contains over 13,000 square feet, consists of 7 bedrooms, 11 bathrooms, a wine cellar, a theater room, a study, and a great room. On September 30th, 2011, a formal complaint was submitted to the Planning Department office by 8 neighboring property owners, indicating that the property at 1662 Hillhaven Road was being utilized for what the Development Guidance Code defines as nightly rental. On October 13th of last year, a notice of violation was sent to Mr. and Mrs. Smith via certified mail asking that they contact the Planning Department office in order to begin the special use permitting process for nightly rental. Mr. Smith did immediately contact the Planning Department office on October 20th, 2011, indicating that he would begin the special use permitting process at that time. Mr. Smith was sent a detailed packet of information via email, and on a number of occasions following that, Mr. Smith continued to correspond with the Planning Department office both via phone and email. On September 26th of this year, a final notice of violation... On January 26th, 2012, a final notice of violation was sent via certified mail to Mr. and Mrs. Smith, giving them 10 days from the date of service to seek compliance with the provisions of the Development Guidance Code or to provide additional documentation in the form of signed contracts indicating that the residence is continually being rented on a monthly basis. At that time, the property was being advertised on the website for monthly rental. However, the neighboring property owners indicated that the residence was continuing to be rented for periods of time less than 30 days in length. And it also appeared on the VRBO website calendar that a number of dates were unavailable for the property. And so it still appeared that this was being utilized for nightly rental. Mr. Smith did immediately contact the planning department.
So nightly rental is anything that's less than 30 days.
Exactly. And he did indicate at that time that he would get on the agenda as soon as possible while also attempting to sell the residence. On June 14th, 2012, a stop work order was issued to Mr. and Mrs. Smith, basically asking them at that time to cease all nightly rental operations immediately until such time that they obtain a Division III special use permit for nightly rental. At that time, the nightly rental advertisement was immediately removed, but however, as of today's date, the nightly rental advertisement is once again active on the website. The applicants have continued to allow nightly slash weekly rental of the property, and according to the website, it's currently booked through June of 2013. Since the home does continue to be utilized for nightly rental, the violation has been brought to the attention of the prosecuting attorney per the provisions of Section 3.10 of the code book. The current application was approved for concept on July 16th of this year. The general description, this is an aerial photo of the property. The subject property is approximately 1 acre, according to the assessor's information, and it contains the approximately 13,000 square foot home, and it's described as Track 2 of the Williamson-Mahaffey survey. The Smiths do also own this parcel as well, that's highlighted in yellow, but it is a separate parcel of piece of property.
Okay, so but the request is for the one that's in blue.
But the request is for the parcel that's in blue.
Okay.
And this is just some views just to show the surrounding area. And in review, the Development Guidance Code, of course, as you said, defines nightly rental as a residential building, structure, or part thereof that may be rented for any period of time less than 30 days. So currently, the applicant would have the ability to rent the residence for a period of 30 days or greater without having to seek a permit. The exterior appearance of the single-family home will remain the same. The initial advertisements on the website indicated that the property in question would sleep 23 to 30 people. That number was later revised. It said it would accommodate 14 to 20 people, and most recently it's been advertised as sleeping 18 to 24 people. The property, as we've said, is currently served by a private well and an on-site wastewater system. Again, the septic permit indicates that the system was designed to serve a four-bedroom home. Scott Sterrett, the on-site wastewater inspector, has indicated in an enclosed letter, basically, that he feels the wastewater treatment system is drastically undersized for just the seven existing bedrooms, not including the number of people that would utilize this for nightly rental. The residence is in compliance with the setback requirements. The existing parking area, including a four-car garage, does exceed the requirements of the Taney County Development Guidance Code for parking requirements. This property would be difficult to buffer from adjoining properties, basically just because this home sits on the top of a hill. It would be the project received a total score of negative 51 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 35. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of sewage disposal, off-site nuisances, emergency services, road right-of-ways, emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, use compatibility, and traffic. In summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Taney County Health Department, the Taney County Assessor's Office, the Missouri Department of Revenue, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. No outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Fourth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Fifth, the staff is recommending that an on-site wastewater system shall be designed and constructed, ensuring capacity for the seven-bedroom home and or the maximum number of persons that will be accommodated via nightly rental, whichever is greater. This upgraded on-site wastewater system shall be permitted via the Taney County Planning Department in conjunction with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services and or the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. Number six, the 25-foot wide natural vegetative buffer shall be preserved along the southern property boundary between the property in question and the adjacent single-family residence. And seventh, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. We've put together just a couple of brief videos of the site. And this is actually just turning on to Hillhaven here. And it's a little difficult to see on this one from this angle, but it's essentially the property down here. And this is really the closest adjoining residence.
Is that south? Is that the
yes.
direction you were talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's my understanding the majority of the wastewater system is actually up in the upper levels of this bermed area.
Hey Bob, was that vehicle? Is this the driveway still?
Or
is this county right away?
I believe that this is all.
True, that's driveway. That's
part of the driveway. The yeah.
I just saw.
Yeah.
I saw the car there in the trailer.
Just,
okay.
Yeah. I don't know if there's too much else. And actually, I don't know that there's too much else to show on that one. So.
Okay, very good. We had several people sign up to speak tonight. I know we've had a couple folks come in late. If somebody else, if you do want to speak, you need to sign this sheet, and we're happy to have you speak. But if you need to, I need to have you sign that sheet. So. The way that we do this now is we have the applicant or the representative of the applicant, which is Mr. Paulson, come up first and speak. And they answer some questions that you all have, and then we'll let you all speak, and then we'll have Mr. Paulson come back up and answer any questions that the commission may ask him to help clarify some things that you may have. So that's how we're going to do that. So Bob Paulson.
Thank you, Jim. Ladies. First of all, the Smiths are seeking a special use permit. They're trying to sell the house currently. It is listed, and it's to be sold as residential, not as commercial. So anybody that thought it was being sold as commercial, that's not correct. As you can see, the use, although the difference between renting over 30 days or under 30 days, you know, obviously there's a sales tax and there's a code situation, but as far as the use, you can see from the video with cars in the garage that there really wasn't anything to buffer from. It seemed to be like any other residence in the neighborhood, at least on that occasion with the video. There'll be people living there for whether it's 3 days, 10 days, or 30 days, they'll be living there for that period of time. So I don't think that the use is incompatible. As far as the septic, I heard some concerns listed about the septic system and how it was designed. How it was designed and how it was actually built and installed, I didn't hear anything concerning Mr. Blevins, who actually installed it, who added extra laterals. So actually, as built was different than as designed, and certainly it passed whatever permits and tests it needed when it was installed. So certainly anybody could occupy that house with 30 or 40 people if they were on a more than 30-day basis. So, I mean, the difference between the septic system, whether it's over 30 days or under 30 days, it'd be exactly the same. So, and again, it was designed, it was built different than designed. Looking at some of the other... doesn't look like there's a need for a lot of buffer, given the activity there that's compatible, as well as there's not too much in the way of homes that are nearby. As you saw, as you were coming down the street on the video, you had to go past the trees and turn the corner before you actually saw the property and the house. And there was a tree line of sorts between the one house that was there. I think the only other house I think they can see it is down lower. And can see it sitting up on the bluff. And again, he wants a special use permit. The Smiths want a special use permit, and they're perfectly willing to be limited in the number of people that they rent to. They have no problem with being limited in that way. They want to be good neighbors. I understand that there are people in the neighborhood that are opposed to this, and certainly I'm going to listen to what they have to say and try to answer whatever questions they might have and whatever questions the board might have. There's plenty of parking. I mean, I really don't see how it's different than somebody over 30 days, other than if you get some unruly people that are renting that... may create a disturbance in the neighborhood, but anyway, I'll let them speak, and then I'll address whatever it is that needs to be addressed.
Generally, we say, I've got a question for you. Sit down, just, and this is for both of you. I noticed on that video that, you know, when you went down the driveway and went to the section that's square there, rectangular.
Yeah.
There was a trailer with a vehicle down there. Now, in my opinion, if they're going to use that for parking, then that piece of property should be included also in the request. Otherwise, I mean, he could sell that piece of property tomorrow outside
of the parking.
And do away with the parking outside of that. So that's a question for both of you. You don't have to answer that now, but to consider. But
and again, I think there'd probably be plenty of parking up above for the number of people.
Okay. I don't think you could turn a boat trailer around with a pickup right there if you want a parking spot without getting back out on the road.
Okay.
I understand that today he owns that, but tomorrow he may not.
Okay.
I mean, that's a possibility.
All right.
So it's really more of a technicality than anything when you're making the request, I believe. But okay.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
Can I just say one more thing?
Sure.
And
The special use permit, he doesn't want it to carry any further than when he has the property sold. He is actively trying to sell the property and would like to have it sold if anybody wants to purchase it.
And we appreciate you
It'll be
that,
sold tonight, and this will all be moved.
That, but I'll make that comment, too. With a special use permit, as a special use permit, it only goes with the current owner of anything. So if you were doing a whatever and you have a special use permit, if you sold the property, it's no longer that. It's still shown as residential. It reverts back to what the use was before. So that's what you were saying, and that is how our code is written for everything. So, Monty James?
My name is Monty James. I live at 1778 Hill Haven. I give a letter for everybody to listen to read, overlook. I really don't want to read the letter if you don't want me to. Would you like for me to?
However, it's however you want to do it. We can read it later, or if you want to make sure there's something in there we see, then you're more than welcome to do it however you want.
First and foremost, before I forget this thought, I don't want you all to allow this permit to happen because you set precedence when you do that. And so the next guy that comes in, they want to do that. And we bought that home in a very quiet community. And the first nights we were there, it is so loud, the music comes right down from between Mary's house. I thought it was my next-door neighbor. And I thought, man, my neighbor's pretty rowdy. And then come to find out the next day, I'm down on the boat dock, and this big party's going on there. And it's always a party from Wednesday to Sunday, or Thursday, Sunday, and signs being up and down the road. And I've picked up the trash and the signs and the balloons from the weddings and the parties and the night and the rental, whatever you want to call it. But it's still a party every time because these people want to have a good time, which everybody likes to have a good time. But, as in my neighborhood, I don't prefer it. I come from a small community in Texas, and it's very quiet where I come from. And so when we get there and we're trying to enjoy a weekend, just us and our family, and the noise is unbelievable. And we go down to the boat dock, and the people are hanging out on our boat dock because I don't even know where they're supposed to be. And are around our equipment and our stuff, and we have actually a private boat dock. And the letter I sent from Mr. McClintock, it says we put special signs up to keep these people off our boat dock, and that didn't even do no good. And they're very big. These signs are 20 inches by 4 foot, 24 inches by 4 foot, and the great big letters, 8-inch letters, says private dock, keep off. And we have to continually tell them to do this. And I don't think we ought to have to watch our stuff in a quiet neighborhood like that. As far as all the stuff that Denny had to deal with before I ever got there, it was unbelievable. And we was not expecting that when we moved into this neighborhood. And besides these are very nice homes in that neighborhood, gentlemen. As nice as I've seen around this community, and there's a lot of nice homes around, but these are nice homes, and I just don't think it's fair to us property owners that have come here to live and have to put up with all these nuisances. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Kay Afshar.
Hi, gentlemen and lady. I live at 1780 Hill Haven Road, and as this gentleman was telling you that he didn't think that because of the traffic flow and everything that this house was a nuisance and that there was plenty of space between the neighboring houses and this house. I would like to mention that there's a huge balcony on this house, and it looks down into the two neighboring houses' yards quite plainly. It also looks down into our yard. So anyone on the balcony can see anything. For us, it's not that much of a concern, but for the McClintocks, who happen to be out of the country at this date, they have small children. And that is worrisome for them because with a nightly rental, you have no idea who is going to be in that property. And we would very much prefer that a special permit was not granted. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Chanel Long, is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Hello, how are y'all? There are several reasons that I think that this should not be allowed in our neighborhood. To begin with, there are approximately 13 family residences there. It's down at the bottom of a long, winding, narrow road, tree-lined. You cannot see well around corners. We have people that walk there daily, ride their bikes, run. And we don't have a lot of traffic now because it is kind of a small, quiet neighborhood down there. But when you start on the weekends that these people have rented or renting the home, the traffic escalates. You get a lot of traffic. They don't always drive carefully. A lot of times they're young people. They drive their cars real fast, which is common when you're young. We probably all did it. But that's not a safe feature. I don't know if any of y'all have ever been, excuse me, down on Hill Haven Road down to the bottom. But as you know, it is a very narrow road. And there are many concerns. One of them, if this is allowed to be an ongoing nightly rental or weekly rental, that is establishing a precedent in our small community that it's a no-crime residential area right now. We don't have any crime. We don't have any problems. It's quiet. But that basically is allowing them to act as a hotel. And you get transit traffic. You don't know who's coming in and out all the time. There's no way to know on a daily basis who's there, who's not there. If something does begin to happen, which, like I say, they're already having problem with people going into areas they don't belong on their private docks and other things, with children around. It's a problem that could exist and create a real situation. And I think in that case that it could be a very difficult problem with security. And like I say, we're not a commercial neighborhood. We are a residential neighborhood, and we don't have safety problems now. We hope to keep it that way in the future. Another thing that bothers me and has, excuse me, about the where the house is built and the facility to be so huge is what y'all brought up on your information here is it's a one-acre tract, and the zoning, and I happen to know this personally because I was trying to sell an acre years ago of our 7 acres, you have a 2-acre minimum zoning for the septic system. And I guess this must have been a grandfather clause on the 1 acre. I don't know. But it still creates the same situation. If you start getting more than a standard family size group staying there, you're still creating the situation of overusage, and it has to go somewhere. And we all love that lake, and we want to keep it out of the lake, and we want to keep it out of other neighbors' yards. So it still could be a very serious situation. And the last thing I'd like to bring up is you were showing the drive that leads down to the house. That, again, is a very narrow drive, and it goes down. If you follow it all the way around that house and down to the back, there is a parking lot back there, a fairly decent-sized parking lot. But that parking lot also is the facility, or the parking facility, until we had a storm a few weeks ago, there was a large dock there. It's going to be rebuilt, I understand. We have places in it. But this parking lot also is the access to the people that own the slips in that dock to get down to their dock. The only access there is, and I know when we have tried to drive down there sometimes because we had 2 slips in it, when they get so many people there, staying, they are pretty good about trying to keep their cars back. But there are times when it's very difficult. They can't do it all. There gets to be so many cars, sometimes 9, 10, 11 cars there, you have barely room to work your way around them to get down to your parking down below. So it really is not adequate, and it's certainly not adequate to be used as a hotel. And I would appreciate your consideration about these items, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Mary Burke-Bigler.
Good evening. My house is the one that you saw in the video, right next door. And as far as not being able to see other properties, this house is huge. And if you're on that property or any of these properties very close around that area, you can't help but see that house. So it is very visible. It is well out there for everybody. And we can hear people in their boats, the talking, the volume, it travels very well there. So whenever there are rentals in this home, every weekend without fail, there's always noise. There's always a lot of people there, and like what was said earlier, they are mostly parties, they're fraternity parties, they're wedding parties, they're just big get-together parties, and there's obscenities going on with children around in our homes, and we have to listen to this. And this is one of our biggest concerns. Another one is the trash that's been going around, and we have to pick it all up because there's no one else there to pick it up. It's our job. And we're very concerned about that, too. The fact that it's not built to be, that all the homes there are single-family units, and that was what this was built to be. Again, I know where I'm repeating a lot of this, but we're very concerned that this is going to be allowed in this area, and what will it lead to later on. Bob had said something about this is only going to be this way until they sell the home. This home has been listed for 3 to 4 years now?
Might be three.
At least 3 years. This house is over, it's between $2 and $3 million home. It's not going to sell in just another few weeks. And that's another concern of mine because I think it's going to be on the market for a long time. Everything else that has been talked about, the security around the area, the traffic, and I guess they addressed this is not a four-bedroom home. It is a seven-bedroom home, so I'm concerned about the sewer system. That little yellow area is parking for the dock owners. That's a 12-slip dock area there, and that parking is designated for those people to get down to their boats. They have to have that parking area. The Army Corps mandates that. I guess that's about all my concerns.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Paulson? That's all I've got for sign-ups. I didn't miss anybody, right? Okay. Mr. Paulson?
Well, I heard a lot of the same things from each of the individuals in there. Obviously worried about certain things, one of which is the nature of the people who are there and partying and vulgarities and loud noise and trash and that sort of thing. And I understand that. Sets precedents, I heard a couple of times, and I don't believe that it does. I think the code specifically says that it doesn't set a precedence. So I don't think that is a valid concern. I understand that concern. I would have that concern as well, and don't blame anyone that has that concern, but it's my understanding that the code says that it doesn't set a precedence, and it's not to be used for that purpose. Let's see. Huge balcony is going to be there, whether somebody's living there or somebody's renting it. That's going to be there. But, again, I understand the nature of you don't know who your, you know who your neighbors are, I guess, most of the time. But when they're doing it on a weekly or less than a 30-day basis and you have new people coming in all the time, I understand that concern. The septic, again, it was approved for the building. It was built more adequately than designed. And it has not had a problem through all of these, I don't know that there have been wild parties, but through all of these people being there during that period of time, there has not been a problem. The alarm's gone off on occasion due to things being flushed down that shouldn't have been around the aerator, but it's very regularly maintained and checked on by the name of the company is SI Precast. They come out there at least once every 6 months, and I have a report here where everything was in operating condition. It says a lot of debris around the aerator shaft causing motor to draw many amps and setting the alarm off, and that's what usually occurs, but there have been no problems, and I believe that that was acknowledged by Planning and Zoning and by Mr. Sterrett, that there have been no problems in 3 or 4 years with the septic system. So I don't see that the septic system is a concern, but I understand that people may have that concern. I'm trying to think of what other
It is a huge house. You can see it, but it doesn't mean you can see the activities of the people just because you can see the house. And I don't know what else to say because I don't remember any other concerns that they had.
We'll make sure that while we've got you up here, in case they wrote something down, so that way we can get their questions answered.
Okay.
If we can. Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Paulson?
It's for sale, but it's booked through June 2013.
I don't know that, but if that's what VRBO says. But obviously, if it's sold, those bookings would not be honored, I would imagine.
Well, per our code, it couldn't be, if they were following the code anyway. Because the use permit would go away.
No, I understand that, yeah.
What else?
I have a question. We keep bringing up the question of the sewer. Now, did Mr. Blevins leave you an updated drawing that you could possibly get to the planning committee to see how it looks against the original drawing?
I haven't been with Mr. Blevins, but I could. I don't know that he has a drawing, but I could get something from Mr. Blevins. He spoke directly to Mr. Sterrett, I believe, didn't he?
Yes. Yep.
I would strongly suggest if you want to see that for some reason, that's fine. But just as normal, we're going to leave the sewer decision up to the folks that know that. Now, if there's something you want to see there.
Yeah.
That's fine, but...
Well, the house is out of compliance right now. They put in an application for 4 bedrooms.
Right.
Mr. Blevins, I know him personally, and I did this for many years. And this system is designed for a 4-bedroom house.
Right.
So if they're a 7-bedroom house, they're out of compliance before they do anything else.
But the compliance issue was down wrong
on the application. They probably missed 4.
And I don't know, as built, whether it is out of compliance or if it's in compliance.
I guess
but that's
only
a
point there is we need to rely on the sewer department to let us know it's out of compliance.
Well, I think Scott's nailed it right on the head.
Right, because we require compliance letters from all of those entities.
Yeah,
and
it's
that
out
would
of
be
compliance
one of the
right
required.
Now. I promise you.
But if there's something you want to see there, I'm sure we can have them bring that. Okay.
And just a small quibble. You mentioned a technicality earlier. I just mentioned a technicality. You said that this area is zoned residential, and I would debate whether it's zoned at all.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else? Because I've got a question.
No.
The parking lot that we're in discussion about.
Yes.
I've learned something when the other folks spoke.
And that was one of my early questions, in all honesty. I know this parking lot, this area, shows under the ownership of the Smiths via the assessor's computer or assessor's information. Now, that was one of my questions as well. I had kind of understood that the boat dock itself, is that a dock that's utilized by the Homeowners Association or by a number of...
I had that same question when I heard that, but I didn't want to broach that subject, but...
Well, because the reason I'm broaching the subject is because I specifically brought up the question before we ever started speaking about that piece of property being included in the request.
And if it's a Smith's property, the question would come up, is there an easement for the others to be using the parking area? And then comes the question... whether the Smiths own it, so I just left it alone. But I caught the same thing that you caught.
Okay. Well, that is a concern. That one of the concerns that comes up from this, because if you all heard at the beginning, one of the questions that I had for the applicant was, are you planning on including that other piece that's in yellow in that? Now, if I understood what the few folks had said, how you access the boat dock that's not there right now, but is down that road in the yellow property and down to that parking lot, that is currently used for the neighborhood.
No, not for the neighborhood. That's just the boat owners.
The boat owners in that dock. Okay,
yeah.
I apologize. But at least the way it's showing on our record is that's owned by Mr. Smith.
That's what probably
has to be dedicated.
And so our question is, if it's dedicated.
I think in many instances, and I've seen this before, they've got 13 lots or 13 property owners down there. And there's nothing legally been done. They just talk among themselves. They say, well, this is the closest place. Well, yeah, let's just use this. And I've seen it done.
I completely understand that, but it could put, you know, the request that I just asked could put those boat dock owners in a bind.
Am I allowed to speak without?
Yeah, because I, yes, absolutely.
Well, the only thing I want to say, we are some of the owners in that dock. There is a dock owners association started by the Smiths. And but each slip is owned by individuals, and they don't all live there. Some of them live all over the place. Mm-hmm. But we were told, and I would have to get my contract out to see if it's in writing. I'm sorry, I haven't
That's fine.
In a long time. But we were told that the access, our only access to that dock, was down to that parking lot, and then down the long steps that they supposedly maintained.
Right, you can see them there on the
right
photo.
Here, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the reasons we paid the kind of big bucks we paid to get those two slips, with that understanding, that was the parking lot, the stairs that go down to the dock association.
So it's, there may be legal access to that.
That
I just
sense.
Wanted, what I wanted, my concern after I asked that was that we didn't want to lock out your rights to be down there by... just to make sure that there was legal access. This is another part of that picture, that's all.
Again, I didn't want to even broach the subject.
Right, but still, it's something that when we've got this many folks here,
kind of a bit, man,
you know,
I bet there's no paperwork on anything on the parking lot.
But
it's got to be dedicated
yes, sir.
To the court.
My understanding is if it's got more than 10 slips on the table, that it becomes a public dock, and they have to have a public access area to access that dock because people buy the slips.
Well, we were actually dealing with that tonight on another.
Well, and the one thing I do know, the court had actually sent me an email earlier this evening, and I made a copy for all the commission members, and it doesn't really address the parking lot, but it basically does say one of the things that I wanted to broach with them as well was basically they had indicated that only each slip owner who obtained a permit for the boat dock is allowed access to the boat dock. And so in a case where you have rental, the renters really, per their regulations, are not supposed to be allowed access to the boat dock.
Okay. Well, did you catch that?
Yeah, and I would quibble with that.
Well, you can quibble with that another time, but I just want to make sure you thought that. I do have one more question for you. As far as someone local to handle issues that come up, do they have a management company, or is this all online and they hit a keypad and get a key?
I can get that answer for you.
That's something that I'm pretty sure the commission would want to know. We generally ask that question when these requests come up.
Okay. I will get that answer for you.
Okay. Okay.
One more thing, sir.
Is it about the boat dock?
Nope. It's about the sewer system.
Okay.
They were checking all of our sewer system recently. I happened to be there. Bob was there, and they said that the system was overworked at that date.
Okay. That's something, again, that we want to leave up to our...
I understand. I remember that gentleman specifically saying.
What we generally do, not generally, what we do is when we approve something for zoning, if it's approved, there's compliance letters that they have to meet from several different entities. One of them would be the sewer system at that time. In other words, you're approved upon... if you meet these compliance letters. So just so you know, how I know a lot of folks, you don't do this very often or ever, and it's something we do all the time. So that's how we deal with that, because we're not experts in sewer. We're not experts in roads except for him. And so, you know, those kind of things we leave up to the experts to say, yes, they do comply with what we mandate and our rules are. So that's a part of our rules when we approve something. So that should be addressed at that time. Not that we don't look at it, but we're not experts in that part of it.
We wish we weren't doing this, too.
I understand. Okay. All right, any more questions?
Yes. Is there any other commercial property around this area at all? Is this all just residential?
Yes, sir. Yes.
There's nothing else commercial down there.
I'm not aware of anything else in this area.
Okay.
That's nightly rental.
So we're being asked to... open up a commercial operation right in the middle of a residential neighborhood. Right?
Technically, it's special use, which is different. I mean, it is different.
Well, I assume that the applicant here calls for Division 3, but I assume that's been amended, right? We're talking about a special use here now.
The code book looks at a special use permit as a subset of a Division 3 permit. It just, the primary difference is what the chairman had alluded to earlier. The primary difference is that it's not carried over as the property sells. So if this were approved, once this property sold, the nightly rental wouldn't carry over with the sale of the property. Where if it was a Division III permit, it would. It would carry over.
What about number of people?
Well, those
you're
are
not asking for 35 or 40 people there.
I believe what Mr. Paulson stated earlier was they would
be agreeable to a limitation.
So,
as far as the boat dock is concerned, they're going to have trouble with the Corps in renting that property and need different individuals bringing in boats and using that in that dock. You got to have a boat assigned to a particular stall for the Corps to approve it, and you can't be switching that out from one week to the next with different boats, because if they catch you with a boat in there that's not been approved, they're going to be, I know we don't enforce that, but whoever's operating this is going to have, they're not going to be able to allow those people to put boats in that dock without having a lot of trouble with the Corps.
Okay. Any questions for, any other questions?
No. Now, I'm not going to be here next week, but I got serious reservations about approving this in this neighborhood, this type of operation. And I don't think that we should approve it. And I'll just leave it there, because I'm not going to be here and vote next week.
Thanks, Ray.
But I don't see opening up this neighborhood for an operation that should be in a motel somewhere.
Okay.
In a commercial area.
Any more questions? Okay, then we'll close this one, public hearing, and move on.
Thank you.
You're all welcome to stay if you'd like, but you're welcome to leave now if you'd like to.
That'd be fine.
Thank you for coming. And next Monday, is that right?
Yes, that's
next
correct.
Next Monday at 6 p.m. we'll be making a decision. Thank you. Happy Hollow Community.
Maybe I think so.
I was just thinking, I don't know if we.
Do we have a representative here for Happy Hollow?
I don't believe we.
I'm very well branded.
But we're down.
Well, if they're not here, then there's no reason to move forward.
So,
yeah. You can get in touch with them and let them know we can move them to next month.
Okay.
I was reading back that about the boats or whether they had any. They went to a local marina and rented boats, and they must have brought them down to the boat dock. So they said it was a bit of a walk to the dock, but it is worth the effort.
Okay.
In case you have this.
I knew I'd read that in. When I was reading this over. So they were actually illegal if they parked in the boat dock.
Bob, hold a new business?
Well, I guess one of the things is everybody's got a copy of the subdivision regulations that have been adopted.
Okay.
And they did, the County Commission has adopted really all of the amendments that have been proposed at this point, and those have been added.
Yes, hear that?
Yep.
Okay.
Sorry.
I can't hear you.
all of the subdivision regulations have been adopted by the County Commission, as well as all of the proposed amendments from the last, 2009, 10, and 11. And those have been added to the Development Guidance Code. And we've gone ahead and printed up new versions of both sets of regulations.
Okay.
And basically everybody's...
Bob, could you read those for us before we go?
No, he cannot.
I guess now we'll find out in future meetings whether we made a mistake or not when we did
there
this.
There you go.
Exactly.
Now, is this it now? I mean, it's no more, it's been approved by the committee.
All the stuff we sent them was approved and adopted.
Exactly.
So this is the last one we're going to get.
No.
It's an ongoing process.
I don't know whether Randy wants to bring it up or if I should.
It's a living document, isn't it, Randy?
We got to make one more amendment because
we're changing something in the road standards to make these comply with road standards. So we got to have a public meeting to amend one paragraph in the road standards to coincide with the changes you guys make.
So,
and that has to do with a road serving three tracks instead of two tracks.
Yeah, okay, right. That's, driveway.
That's the only, right. That's the only portion we need to amend. So that means a public meeting, because we're amending something to coincide, and this required a public meeting, so.
So you're talking about.
You don't comply, sorry.
Hey, no doubt about
But the changes, one of them was making it the road access three tracks instead of two, which currently in the road standards applies to two tracks, and you guys changed your three, so we need to coincide. So I got to amend the road standards.
So, okay, so there's nothing that we need to do on our
part. No, it's nothing you need to do on your part. We just have to have a,
shouldn't be a biggie.
Meeting to basically make that available to the public.
And if that doesn't work, then we'll have to work on ours so they match. But we'll worry about that if we get there.
Well, in all honesty, in both documents right now it says two. But the county commission would like to revise the road standards and bump the road standards up to three. So then if they bump the road standards up to three, then we have to revise the subdivision regulations and bump it up to three.
Okay, but, so ours is not, ours doesn't say three now.
No.
So they have to do their public hearing and do their changes. Then we would have to have a public hearing and do any code changes. And that would be one of them. There may be others.
And it'll basically affect.
So to answer your question, there's changes.
One paragraph in each.
I don't have to read it yet.
What a motion?
Not yet.
It probably almost got mixed, dismissed. It's just nitpicking.
We talked about that.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
Anything else?
It is something
just as a for your information, just so you know, this will be my term ends in the 2012, and I turned in my notice today to Bob to let him know that I would not be re-upping for another term. So that's all for now. I just want to let y'all know I turned that in to that and the commissioner. So. So December 2012 will be for a while.
I'm sorry, right?
Pulling back in. You didn't get any of that, did you? That was important.
You're willing to come back.
What's that?
Hey, Sean, the only reason I came back is because I just wanted to show up.
December.
Yeah, what about it?
I don't like this.
December. I'll tell you that. Didn't do much work.
Sean is.
Look at that, right? I've lost him on this end, so I'll try to bring him back in. Anything else?
I can't be the
That's all I've got.
Okay, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second, okay.
Thank you.
Adjourn.